you're a business owner, a former National Party member, farmer from a country town. Are you sure you're standing for the right party?
Absolutely. I learned a long time ago that if we don't have sustainability across economy, across ecological systems, and of course social sustainability, we don't have a functioning society. And frankly, there's only one party that's going to deliver on all of those, and that's the Greens.
There's a perception out there that the Greens are anti-business, but you obviously, as a business owner yourself, don't find that, do you?
Oh, not at all, Oliver. Look, that's a misperception that's been spread around by certain opponents of the Greens, and I totally disagree with it. If people bothered to spend a bit of time finding out how the Greens function, particularly our grassroots democratic processes, they would realise that the Greens are the only party for all the people.
Now, you were once part of a big fight against the big banks in the late 90s when your farm was seized by liquidators. As Lord Mayor, are you looking to fight the power of the big banks and corporate greed in Sydney?
Look, if we're going to have a sustainable society, we have to curtail the power of the big end of town. And, I suppose I got roped into it through necessity. But I'd have to say that if I'm on council and I'm there to represent the people, I will certainly be doing all I can to curtail the power of the big end of town and give the people back the power to make decisions.
Isn't Clover Moore already the Queen of Green? Why would an inner city progressive need someone else?
Look, one only has to look at the history of Sydney over the last 12 years and a lot of the really progressive initiatives that Clover's taken up, and thankfully she did, were originated through the Greens representatives on council. And elsewhere, you know, the Greens have pushed the progressive agenda in Sydney right from the foundation of the party, pretty much so.
Do you see yourself as a genuine chance? Are you in it to win it, this election?
In the Lord Mayoral race, it's a tough gig for anyone to challenge Clover. Clover's been there a long time and she's certainly, you know, a very well-respected Lord Mayor in the City of Sydney. But yes, there are people in the community who start to sense, or they're starting to sense, that there's a little bit of tiredness in the administration there. And I think that it will be all round a very hotly contested Lord Mayoral race this time. Now, just where preferences finally flow, it's pretty hard to predict what the outcome is. And I've often said that in other interviews, I'm the new kid on the block. I don't even have experience on council at this stage, but I have a lot of experience in life and a lot of experience in administration generally. And I bring through my past, particularly in agriculture and industry, a very common sense approach to problem solving.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of tiredness, there's a bit of election fatigue out there, isn't there? We've had the longest federal election campaign in history. Do you sense that out there? Are you still getting volunteers and voters enthused?
Tell me about it, Oliver. as a candidate who was on the hustings supporting our great Sylvie Elsmore in the contest federally. I've had nearly 6 months of this now, and I sense it personally. Yes, it's very tiring, the next 3 weeks are certainly going to be very challenging. And as for the public generally, I think there's a sense that they just wish that the council election wasn't following 10 weeks behind the federal election. And quite a few people, unfortunately, are just not even aware that the council election is on the 10th of September. But the response that I've been getting from members of the public as I door knock is that it's great to see a candidate out there actually talking to the people. It's been a common comment that's been made to me. And it's certainly energising me to do more of it and get out and talk to more people and listen to what their issues are in the community. And for me to make a note of it, and if I get on council, to certainly bring notices of motion to bring those issues to the fore and see if we can do something to help those people.
Well, Lindsay, thank you very much for talking to us and letting the listeners of 2SER hear a bit more about you and why they should vote for you.
Absolute pleasure to talk to you today, Oliver, and thank you for having